You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Well, Rosh Hashanah, so remembers the pasuk in Zechariah that they asked the Navi that not at the base of Mikdash is built, do they have to go ahead and fast still? Because Navi were Mesak and fast, and he answered them, Tzemer Vi, Tzemer Chamishi, Tzemer Shvi, Yul Asas of Asimcha, and Ma'adim Tevim. So the Rambam Taka says at the end, the Gemara learns out of Drasha from there, but the Rambam says at the end, says, Asid kol atzaymas ha'elu asidim libat l'maysa Mashiach. It's negeya us, these are going to be asid libat l'maysa Mashiach. V'lo oid, el ha'shem asidim liyos yamim toivim. You're going to be yamim toivim, you may sasun v'simcha. Shenema kol ma ha'shem tzavokai tzomar vi, tzema chamishi, tzema shvi, tzema sivi, yu l'beis Yehuda, So the Navi says that these are going to be Yom Tovim, the source of the Simcha. The Achronim and them on that there's going to be a Suda. So Shaila is, when do you make the Suda? If the Beis Mikdash comes down today, the Beis Mikdash comes down before Tisha B'Av, when do you make the Suda this year? Do you make it on Shabbos, because that's Shavasa B'Tamas, it would have been, right? Or Tisha B'Av? Or you make it on the day you would have fasted. So in Sefer, okay, so we don't have it here, it's in the library. In Sefer HaEshkol, he's a Rishon, the Ivid. So he quotes the din like this. The din is, in the Mishnah it says, Be'elu amru makdimen, Mishnah Megillah dafei, Be'elu amru makdimen v'lo ma'achin. Right? Be'elu amru makdimen v'lo ma'achin. These are the things that you do beforehand, v'lo ma'achin, you don't delay them. In other words, legabe Megillah, the din is if it falls out on Shabbos, so when do you read the Megillah? You read it Friday. Right? That's the din. It says, aval zman atze kahanim, the zman atze kahanim, that says in Tainus, there was mishpachas used to bring days that they brought the Eitzer Mikdash in order for the Maracha, and their day fell out on Shabbos, so they used to bring it the next day. V'chein, Tisha B'Av Shechali, V'chein Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. You also don't fast on Shabbos. You fast one on Sunday. Now she says, V'chein Tisha B'Av Shechali is B'Shabbos. V'hu adin l'yud zayin Tamas. V'asar B'Tavis. It's Masha Pashas Rashi. Not like the Budram. The Budram holds that Asar B'Tavis falls on Shabbos. You fast when? You fast on Sunday. Rashi skips out Sam Gedalia. That could be the Agav. He just said these things. Or Tzom Gedalia is Bechlal, there are Shitas Rishonim, but it's a Nitcha already. Tzom Gedalia was killed on Rosh Hashanah. So now you see, Poshet Yedechit Vaita. Okay, Vaita no Katishu of Shemuch, but that's what it says over here. Now, so Rishonim bring over here a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says other things also that you delay. What's that? What's an example? So Yishami says, Sudas Rosh Chodesh, which most Rishonim learn means when Bezdin used to be Mefarsim Rosh Chodesh, they made a special Suda. Right? They made a Suda to be Mefarsim was Rosh Chodesh, so you didn't do it on Shabbos, because you eat a Suda anyway on Shabbos, so you used to do it Sunday to realize that it was already Rosh Chodesh. Some, there are Shitas, the place can bring it, if I remember correctly, the Bach brings it, that our Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, you make the Suda Sunday. And the Paiskim would say, I don't recall if the Mishnah Berurah does bring it, and look it up now, but that Melo, you should do something specific on Sunday, Rosh Chodesh. To eat is always a good excuse, you can always find it. In other words, even Rosh Chodesh for Shabbos. And then they say Megillah. Megillah also, in other words, Purim. Right? That's the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi learns out from Pesukim. The Ran brings it. It goes on the Sefer Eshkol, but the Eshkol does the same thing different than the other Yerushalmi. The Ran brings that in Yerushalmi it says, Lasos Oysom Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. Right? Lasos, you have to make it into Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. Lafuke, that something that Bezdin, that Shemayim made into Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. It's Bezdin has to make it. has to be according to the kviyas that Bezdin made it. Because Bezdin made this day into Tezvav, if you dalud full on Shabbos, so it's the Koyach of Bezdin make the Suda, not the Koyach of Shabbos. Right? There's even talk in Pre-Chodesh whether there's a din of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, which is a whole big shalom, you know, Pashtus Shabbos has no din of Simcha. There is a Shita Mekubetzus in Ksubas that says that you don't get married on Shabbos because Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, but Pashtus Mishem is not mashma that it's a chi of Simcha on Shabbos, even though we say what Yismachu B'Malchuscha, which is based on a pasuk V'Yom Simchaskan. Pashtus is no chi of Simcha, but that's what the Mishem bring it. So in Sefer Nachal Eshkol, the person who put out the Eshkol 150 years ago or so he wrote up Pirish, and in there he says that the reason the Mishnah puts it together, the Yerushalmi puts it together with all these dinim, Tisha B'Av together with this, with that, so he says, so I don't remember his diyuk, that's why I need it on the computer, how he says it, but he says, he declares, what's the pshat in the Suda of La'asad Lava, when we have the May Simcha V'Sasan of these Yom Tovim that become Mayadim, all of these will become Mayadim, right? They'll become Mayadim, they'll become Yom Tovim, like the Rambam says. When will you eat the Suda if it falls on Shabbos? Is it like a Sudas Yom Tov, that the din is if Sudas Yom Tov falls on Shabbos? So you eat on Shabbos. You have the Sudas Yom Tov, you eat Shabbos and you eat Yitzur. Or the din is no, the din is that it's like Sudas Purim, that it's not totally on the calendar date, it's totally that we make it into Suda, right? Yula Beis Yehuda, they will make it into days of Simcha V'Sasan. And therefore, for falls out on Shabbos, you make it on Sunday. Now, the Suda cannot be on Shabbos, it'll be on Sunday. Now, it's not for me to this year, Mitzvah, the Beis Mikshur will be built either today or before Tisha B'Av. When do we make the Suda? So that's what he says, the Nachal Eshkol, that he put it all together with the other things to show you, or in between, not say Kahanim this, that just like the Ikka is tomorrow, so too these are tomorrow in all sense. Tisha B'Av not only in the Tainus, but Tisha B'Av as far as Yom Simcha. That's what he says. Psalm Sefer, in the beginning of Dvarim, says a drush, the Zayin Av, as we know, Zayin Av is when the Nochrim started going into the Heichal and so forth, and Be'etzim, in Turi Evan, he says, the Gemara goes through why Tisha B'Av do you fast on the Sunday? Why not before? He says, Meicha Taisi, you should do it before. What's before? If anything, you should do it on the 10th, because it's the 10th, like we saw the Chuvah Sarajba. Right? Somebody asked the Chuvah Sarajba, which is spoken about in the Rishayim, the Rosh, and Ramudberg. If this year Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, when this year that Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, is Dvarim Shabbat Sinah, Tasha Shemitah, Asa on Shabbos or not? Achokas Rishayim. And Shuvah Sarajba, it says, he says, no, it's Mutta. Ashkenaz doesn't pass in that way. I mean, unless it's a Leil Tvila, other circumstances. But Akoponim, and Shuvah Sarajba, it says, it's Mutta. Why? Because Rabbi Yechon, it says in the Gemara, had he been in the Dur, that they were Kaveya, Tisha B'Av, he would have said Asara B'Av. Sheruba Shal Heichal Nisraf Basara. That's why we're Noyig, and Asara mixes Avail, so you don't eat meat. We don't drink wine, we don't take a shower till chatzais, right? That's the minhag Ashkenaz. I don't think it's hard necessarily, but that's what we do. So the Rashba says this year is a Sar B'Av. It's not the pshat. It's the Tisha B'Av, but we don't do it on Shabbos. We do Tisha B'Av on Sunday. This year it's a Sar B'Av. Tisha B'Av doesn't exist. So Shteitan Turi Evan, that you would have thought that maybe fast earlier, because he has the 7th, the 8th, 9th, the Gemara says they came in this, they start this, all kinds of things. So the Chassam Sefer, Kiyadua, took all these dates very seriously, and he gave drushes. Chassam Sefer Yadua was a Meridika Baal Darshana, and he has drushes on Zayin B'Av. Kiyadua, the Chassam Sefer's Makiv Kol HaTorah Kula, he has drushes for Zayin B'Av. To listen to this question, yes, because I've already mentioned this yesterday. Mireish Tamasa, I used to always have bothered. The din is we don't say Tachanun on Tisha B'Av. Why don't we say Tachanun on Tisha B'Av? Because the Gemara Gedash is called a Moyed. Since it says the word Moyed, even though over here means a designated time to be destroyed, but since the Pasuk calls it a Moyed, so we have Dine Moyed. So we don't say Tachanun. From Zalman Orbach used to say, in Goinim, the Beis Yosef brings Goinim, that they asked him, do you say Tachanun on Purim? So the Goinim said, of course you take Tachanun on Purim. He says, Ein lecha yom tzara gadol mezu. The Yidden were about to be killed out. It's a day that, you know, you got to, you know, they would have been killed out. There was a war there. So you say Tachanun. So there's a sheet that's going. We don't fear the Chazay.
The Torah brings it.
The Torah brings it, right.
It's a min of Beis HaYeshivos.
Beis, that I don't remember. Okay. Okay.
That's exactly.
But part of me brings from Yishayna, right? So Shem Zalman used to say, the one day a year that you would say, you say Tachanun, when's that? Tisha B'Av. You don't say, it's called a Mayan. The one day a year you shouldn't say Tachanun. What did Goyim hold? You do say Tachanun. You see, your seichel is not so smart. That's what it comes out. You see, we're not as smart as we think we are. The Rishonim knew better than us. The day you do say Tachanun, the day you don't say Tachanun, right? So he told me once they were davening in a shul, and there was a whole big fight because it was Memorial Day. It took longer to fight whether they should say Tachanun or not because it was Memorial Day than it would have taken to say Tachanun. But Akoponim, we don't say because of Moyen. Fekdach Sam Seifel is to this. This year we say Tachanun. Alma Eina. Why don't we say Tachanun B'Tishrei Shenitcha? Sharei Oisayim Einenu Moyed. It's not a Moyed. Why is it a Moyed? He says Nihi the Tainus Shal Shabbos Nitcha LeMacharasai. So even though the Tainus is pushed to the next day, Mekom Hakom Amoyed Shabo Loi Nitcha. The Moyed was yesterday. Was Shabbos. Right? You shouldn't say Avarachamim, Achveisnish. That's what he's asking that way. He said, why don't you say? I looked up afterwards. We don't say Erev Tisha B'Av either, Tachanun. So by the next week, we pash this, next night, 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, we don't say Tzitkosra, I imagine. Okay? But he says, why don't you say Tachanun? It's not a Mayid. So listen to this. Vamino, so I said, Lahachiksiv, that's why the Kasha that's a Rishonim Esach. And Cheskinach and Reb Chaim both asked, but they didn't see the Rishonim that we have. They ask Akasha, it says, why does it say Tzoymar Vi, Tzoymar Chamishi, Tzoymar Shvi, Tzoymar Si? Why does it say Shivasa B'Tamuz, Shivasa B'Rivi, Tisha B'Chamishi, and so forth? He says, L'Ochiksev Tzoymar Chamishi Yeh L'Beis Yisrael, L'Sosan L'Simcha, U'L'Ma'adim Toivim. Why does it say the tzimer v, not the date? So Yedua, we've mentioned it many times, min cheschinach and Reb Chaim, from this, he bases on this diak, that the real tzim is not the day of the month, it's any day in the month. In other words, min cheschinach is mechadish, the be'etzim, you can fast any day in the month. But before they made the tekana of Shavuos B'Tamuz, Tisha B'Av, which was a later takana, the Nevi'im said, fast any day, which comes out of Meri D'Kachumah, as we always point out. That means a person has to fast on Tammuz. He has no excuse. If he's sick this day, that day, he said, do the next day. Right? The guy can't say, I was sick on Shavuot. By us, if you've missed Shavuot and Tammuz, like you miss Yom Kippur, you don't make up for it. But at the time when it was Mamish a fast, you had to fast a day in Tammuz. It's just that we who do it only because it's a minig. Minig means that from the Gemara with Makabel and so forth, we fast a certain day. But he says it could be, that's the Minchas Chinuch. Chassam Sefer Zaymid on the same deep, why it says that. And he says, my time atola b'tzayim, el akochach ein hayoim goyim amoyim. He says, because the Pasuk is referring to yul asasim simcha. He times avada, the tzayim is shavasa b'tamas. Avada, that's pashtus. It's pashtus. Not like the Minchas Chinuch, not like Reb Chaim, as we said, it's a ritva even, that the pshat is, the fast is on Shavuos B'Tamuz. But when the Navi says, Tzayim Aravi, what he wants to say is like this, Ein Yom Gerim Amoyed, Ki Yom Tetzvav Nis, Ukadayma. What causes the Simcha is not the 17th is the Simcha. Ela Hatzayim Gerim, the day of the Tzayim. So even though, Mitzvah Hashem, we won't fast, but it means we would have fasted. Ukshibona Beis HaMikdash, V'yocho Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos, Yia Yom Asosav Amoyed Gankim B'Yom Aleph. Tzayim HaChemishi, the day you would have fasted, that will become the Moyed. or the tzara become, that's the pshat, the Navi saying, the day of the tzara will become the day of the simcha. When's the day of the tzara? The day you fast. Not the day of Shavuos or Betamis. That's why the pasuk says it. He says, Gam kem b'yam av sh'ach echav yu tzamis. He says, Kshibon ha-beis ha-mikdash v'yichol tishabal b'shabis, yeh yem ha-sasim v'amoyed gam kem b'yam av sh'ach echav. B'yam sh'yeh tzamis. V'nirali medik d'gzeh. Says, that's where Chazal, from this lashon of tzayim, dik d'gzeh talu b'tzayim that since it says that the fast of the fourth, the fast of it doesn't say the day. If there's no shmad, shmad means there's no gzeres akim. So shaila mishayim is nowadays. Yes, shmad, not shmad could be. It's not so pashut. You don't live as man as shmad, but pashus. We don't say shmad, right? Ratzu mesan and ratzu emesan. Where do you see the psukim? But at the end of the Megillah, it says like this.
You are listening to BenStore.com.
It says, the kindness you may pour him aleyem, right? This my name, Kashakim aleyem Mordechai Yehudi v'Esther Malka, Kashakim al nafshim al zarim divrei hatsaymis v'zakosim. Right, the Mekayim, the day of Purim, they took accept upon themselves, like they were accepted upon themselves, divrei hatsaymis v'zakosim. What's tsaymis? This is a kasa. What sinus? What does it mean to be a sinus? So in Ram, at the end of Tainis, it's a sheet that's arrived in Rambam. I think the Rambam himself brings this arrived. He says that what we call Tainis Esther, which Kiyadua is not mentioned, right, in Shas, not mentioned anywhere. There's a remiss to it, Rishayim say, Yud Gimel Zman Kehila Lakoil. What's Kehila Lakoil? So the Rebbeinu Tam, the Rosh brings, says they got together to daven because of the war. In other words, Tainus Esther doesn't mean the Esther's Tainus that she fasted, because she fasted what day? Pesach in Nissan, exactly in Pesach, right? The Yavar Mordechai. Tainus Esther, what we call Tainus Esther, means we should say on Yud Gimel that they fasted because of the war, because they were going to fight a war that day, and they rested the next day. So the Mela, right, they fasted that day, and that's why we do it. And it's called Tainus Esther for some reason. The Rishon don't say it. And they bring, the Reb Kiveg, the beginning of Bracha, beginning of Megillah, brings a Medrash Tanchuma that learns that it falls out on this, it goes back to Thursday, goes back to this day, it's going on Tainus Esther. And Chazal is a remnant too, but the Gemara doesn't say. The Ran learns it's more Chomer than the other Tanaisim. Because the other Tanaisim, Mitzad Adin, you don't have to fast. It's not a din. We were makabel. It says pirates gather. You shouldn't, you know. But we have coolers for mubaris, for menekas, all kinds of coolers. But tainus, what we call tainus esther, is more chomer because that's what it says over here. Kiblo leim divrei tzemis v'zakosim. That's what the Ran learns. The Eben Ezra quotes such a sheet, and he says it can't be. Time kimo nafsho divrei tzemis. And thus, Rabbi, many people hold al yom tainus esther. He said machishim amu those who argue says can't mean. It's about 3 days that fasted. He says, it can't really, it says, divrei atzaymis. If it meant what we call tainus esther, it's not divrei atzaymis, it's atzaym. So what does he mean? He says, divrei atzaymis means tamuz of tishrei b'teivis. Means that, what does it got to do with this pasuk? Zotever, kikimu ayudim al nafshim, lismoyach bimei peru purim, Kashakimu al nafshal zarm lisanas bimei evlam. Asher hufka ir in this of a bias and so forth. And vanachnu chayovim shalonasig vul vishainim. Right? So I wasn't sure what that means. What's the safer look when you don't know what Pshat Nevenez is? Bechaykeke Yehuda. Are you familiar with that safer? Unfortunately, they don't sell it anymore because nobody learns, looks, is interested. Meridika Sefer. My Shvei used to make everybody buy it in those days. B'chaykeke Yehuda. It's a Meridika Sefer. It's on Chomish Chom Shetayr. And in the old days, the Chomish Megillahs were printed. So I looked it up. But I couldn't understand. So he says over there that they were makabel themselves these days not to be Ayvik Vumishayim. They took up like the Gemara says, Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Masanim. And I never understood the seven as, what is it? What does this got to do with Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Masanim? Chassam Sefer says it. And Kiyadur Chassam Sefer was very big in Evan Ezra, in Chassant. Chassam Sefer was so stark in Kabbalah's Chazal. We know a lot of things Evan Ezra says we don't understand what he means because they seem to contradict. Chassam Sefer held Evan Ezra was a Baal Ruach HaKadosh Kiyadur. Even the, he writes on it when he wrote Kael Echad Barani, right? Not the niggin, the words, right? The words were written by Ruach HaKadosh. So he says over here, where did they get that from? That the Mishum Ochi Tolu, where they were Tolu B'tzayim. Ki Atzamim B'shas Shmad. When you fast B'shmad Shad, when a person does a Shmad, and Rahman son, you get out of the Tzara. Kshuv the Tzara, what are you happy about? Dailem, oh, what's the Simcha? The Simcha is, you got out of the Tzara. Right, Chas V'Shom, there's a Tzara, and Klal Yisrael Chas V'Shom, and we do Tfilas, and Tilim, and we do Taineisim, and we get out of it. And it stops, we're happy. Well, we're happy, right? That's it. It says, Dailem the pigeon nafshut, simcha bezoisa. What are you jumping around all of a sudden eating? You don't do that. Ava oisa shaloyat tzvichim lesanas, those that don't have to fast, we don't have shmat. Verotsu, right? Ein mesan, they don't have to. Afilo hachi kibalnu aleinu kulonu yachudu. We took upon ourselves to be tzayim. When was that? Zeh hoya bimei Mordechai v'Mordechai. He says, and the pshat is, they were makabel Purim like they were makabel these things, these tzaymas. It's not such a chiv, they were makabel on themselves. Shemer tzaynim, they did them say, Yahavchu by themselves, Yahavchu l'sasa simcha v'lo yuma kagarm. They made it this day that they were makabel of these tzaymas. We should always fast, you know, you can never tell, it's a good thing to fast. And in order to show that these the Taneisim do something, we make it into Yemeisim. You fast, but there's really not. What are we fasting about? Everything seems to be wonderful, right? That's how we think. What are we fasting about exactly? Yeah, you got to fast. There's Eishtein Shechonach. He says, to show that you realize the seriousness of it, you make it into Yom Simcha. Because you don't feel naturally the Simcha. What Simcha do you feel? The basic picture would be built, most of us say, okay, you know, it was nice, Lawrence, right? Far Rockaway. So we have a basic mikdash, okay? So you make it to show that you made simcha. That's what he learns. Comes on Mary Dick and Afkamina, though. According to the Sam Sefer, when will we fast on a sar, if a sar b'tevis falls out on Shabbos? On Shabbos. Because what does he learn? The day that you would fast. According to the Budram, at least, when's the day that you fast? The day you fast is Shabbos. That's when you fast. Mashenken, according to Nachal Eshkol, he says, no, you have to show that the simcha of the day has nothing to do with the calendar date. It's the what? It's you're causing it. No, it's not the calendar date. Mishamayim. Has to be that you cause it. If you're eating on Shabbos, you have to eat on Shabbos anyway. You have to show that you're causing it. Could be it'll come out of big nafkamina, sar b'tevis, according to the Budram. Okay, that's the shayla. Okay, we'll just do one more little thing. In Sabbath the Bay Tuna, it says like this. There's a sugya in Pchayus. Gemara talks about gestation period of certain animals. So what happened was, Chachamim Tainan takes steaks, 7 years of gestation. So the Kezar told Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Sabi de Beyatuna. Pasha Sabi de Beyatuna means the elders of the Greek council. Some say they were, whatever it is. So Amalek Kezar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Nacha Shekamim Abram, Amalek Shev Shana, 7 years. Vos Sabi de Beyatuna, Avinu, they did it, Voilet Flas. It took 3 years. So he told them, Hanuma ever have a me cover. They were already conceived 4 years beforehand. The ones they did, he says, Vokamash Mishamishaminu, they were having relations. And animals, once they get pregnant, don't have relations. So and we saw they were having relations, so must be they weren't pregnant. So he says, Inunami, no, they're like human beings, they're different, they're like we know the Nachash was you know had Aram Mekola Behema, they're Meshamish even when they're. So he says, listen, Chakima Inu, what are you starting up with the Chsavid Bey Tuna? They're big philosophers, they're smart. Anan Chakima Menayu, I'm smarter than them, Rabbi Shuba Chayana says. You know what, let's have a debate. And if Chakamisu Zil Zachino Senali, if they could do whatever they want to me if they were able to win. So Gemara has a whole shakrataya. Pashtus, the Gemara, we have no understanding. We don't have any understanding unless we learn the Marsha, the Goyen wrote a Pirsh. It's called a Pirsh Sabbath Debate Tuna. So they go, this question, all the questions seem ridiculous with ridiculous with answers that make no sense. Goes back and forth. So one of the things they asked him was like this. Aisule, Trey Bay, they brought in front of him two eggs. Now we all know, I mean, at least it used to be that way, eggs are, I don't know, I see at home sometimes brown eggs, I don't know where my wife gets it from, some organic eggs, but eggs are white usually. So they show him two eggs and show him which one comes from a white hen and which one comes from a black hen. Right? We know hens have different colors. Where do they come from? Which one comes? Isole shrei gvine, born to goat's cheese, right? It's cheese made out of goats. Amelo haidi easy uchmasa, vahaidi easy chavarta. Which one comes from a white goat? Which comes from a black goat? Atkan, this part of the question. All right? Marsha goes to, there's a lot of other things in between, but the Marsha on this, listen to this unbelievably beautiful Marsha. What did the Rishayim call Maseches Beya? Maseches Yomtev, exactly. Why? Because it deals with Yomtev, Poshet, right? We call Beya, Beitza. Why? Because that's the first Mishnah. Beitza Shenol Dev Yomtev. I like Davahu, right? We call it Beitza. Listen to this Marsha. Od Icy Tre Amaleze, Alder Shomu Bishmait. The Gemara beforehand, when we talk about the gestation period, so Gemara Navad Av says, Tanagoilis, a hen, right, more correctly, is 21 days. That's the gestation period. Ukenegda Beluz. Also, I said, what's Kenegda Beluz? Parallel to that is like a luz, a type of nut. I don't know what they call it in English exactly. Luz. So that also takes 21 days, like Shkedim. They take 21 days. Vamrinin. Sheramaz Yirmiya Makal Shoiket Aniroya. I see that there's this Makal Shoket, and it says that's it takes 21 days for it to start blossoming. That's the 21 days Miyud Zion Thomas Atishabah. Vehem Ramzu. They meant like this. Yamim Elu Bezugisu Uchmasa. They show this is comes from a black hen, al shem ha golus. The golus black. Things are dark and bleak. Lefishiyesh, and there's white. What's that? Chof alef yemei slicha v'simcha miyom tavrishin shel Rosh Hashanah at chof alef tishrei shu hashana rabba yom gemar chsima takes us 21 days. Kedisa b'medrashos. So you have 21 days. We are very bleak, and 21 days, which are very happy days, right? Like says the Rosh Hashanah, Klal Yisrael, the Torah brings a medrash. They go in, they shave, they cut their hair, they go in with white, right? They're happy, right? And they say Shabbatuchim Shiasalames. That's the Remezukah of it. Al Shem Liban Avinus. The white hen represents the Melaban Avinus. V'kach Amulei. This is what the Sabbath Tuna said to Rabbi to. Shuben Chananya. Amalei, Reitrei Beis, Shot told them a Beis Ugisa. Come from two different things. Kulam Levanim. Take a look, they're all white. Ve'ein Nikar, Ezim Ashchayra, Ezim Alvana. Kein Ein Lachem Heker. You really don't have a, there's no difference to you. Ki Mikra Echad Yikas Kulam. Shaparani Asatavis Shavim B'yamim Shir Echad. Zekazet, they're both 21 days. Meaning, Ve'ein Kan Makam Tikvah Lachem. They have no hope. You think, oh, you're so happy. You're going to have to, at the same time, you're going to have 21 black days. You're going to have black days. It looks like a chicken, like white. So what? It comes from a black chicken. It doesn't mean anything. He says, what are you so happy about? Right? You're going to have tzaras too. Hey, Shiv, he answered them. Take it 1 second. It's two cheeses, meaning two goats. He says, what do the goats represent? Beis Shiim Shavi Yisrael B'yam Kippurim. Achivartis Desir Lashem. V'chmasa shoysel azazel, right? The seal azazel. Vagvina, the cheese, she had told a man, shneim levonim. Shegam asil azazel hayamalbin avonesein shiyisrael. Shenem avonosa seir. What does it mean? It sounds like some kind of way. You take the, right, like we say, a scapegoat. What does it mean, a scapegoat? When you take your sins, you put them there. The Torah says, yeah. Because chatoim are not really intrinsic to a person. What does Kippurim mean? Rashi says Kippurim means when you mechaper, means you're really cleaning. Like you take a beged and you clean. You have a dirty beged. You put some water and you clean it off. Meaning you just wipe off. That means it's not intrinsic to the beged. It's up. It's a, this stain is not intrinsic baggage. You can wipe it off. Okay, that's what's called libun avoinus. That's what's called yom hakipurim. So he says, they used to put the chutz shel zayiris, and kivin shegil midbar yom malbin. Same thing with the hens. Told us name how you baits of onim. That's why they're both white. In other words, they told me, you look at it, you're happy you got these white days. The white days doesn't mean anything because the same 21 days are black, right? So the white, what do you look at the white? He says, no, we understand it. Why? He says that. You should know, we understand that 21 days Yom Purunius Miyudzayin Tammuz Ad Tisha B'Av is told us Liban Avinus. We know that these days are Tzaris Yisurin Mechaprin Kamosh Kosa Gols Mechaparis. Says you didn't understand that the day the branch brings Tzaris, it's for one thing, to be mechaper on us, to bring us back, like the Chazanish writes, that the Yisurin are as Shulchad Rachmana, to get us closer to the Banshim. That's what a person goes through Yisurin in this world, in order to get him closer. The Maisa, there are 22 days, right? Beinam Mitzarim is 22. The answer is, there's also 22. The Shana Rab is not the end of Simchas Torah. The answer is, that's what the Marashah says. That's what Marashah means. In the 22nd days, it says that the Chazal, Aniv Ve'ata, Nismach biyachad, we're going to be happy together. How? With the Torah. That's Simchas Torah. The Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres says, Amini va'ata, right? That's the Suda Ketana that we together. What's the greatest point of tragedy? Tisha B'Av. Imay Anachi B'Tzara. The Baruch was also with us. His Tzara is also a great Tzara. I once saw a story that somebody came to the Abdur Rav and they said, Rebbe, I don't think there's someone in the world that has many Tzaras as I do. He says, no. He says, what are you talking about? He says, you know what happened today? He says, what? They didn't bring Mark of the Karbanis. You know what kind of tzar the Banisham has? You know what kind of tzar the Banisham has from your tzar and other people? All the Eden that have tzaras? He says, the Banisham has more tzar than you have. He says, you have tzar, vada, then negate the person's tzar. But ima anachi betzara. So the 22nd day is parallel to that yom that the Banisham is sameach with us. That's the day the Banisham feels the tzar for us too. That's a mayid. The real word mayid, what does the real word mayid mean? A meeting, a destiny. You meet the Banisham. That's what the Rishayim say. Ad. Smaller root word is ad. That you meet the Banisham. It's called a mayid because the Banisham meets us at this tzaras and helps us. Anyway, it should be nahapa chalasas of a simple. We still have today. You know, mitzah kontar chsam seifa, we can make a suda today. Mitzah shem.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.